In today's show, we're going to learn how to smoothly finish or end an informal conversation. We can also call this wrapping up the conversation or a conclusion. Some examples. Sorry, but I've got to go. It was good to see you. See you next Monday. It was nice talking to you. See you on Friday. Well, it was great to talk with you. See you later. It's getting late, and I should go. It was great to see you again. Good luck with your new job. Hey, I'm really glad I ran into you. Take care of yourself. Sorry, but I have an appointment soon. It was really nice to meet you. Take care. Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little. Tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Hey everyone, what is it with all of these recent natural disasters? Doesn't it seem like there are more earthquakes, typhoons, hurricanes, and other natural disasters? I don't think any of us can forget about the catastrophic tsunami that devastated Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, Thailand, and other countries. Here in Japan, we've had a few recent earthquakes and some serious typhoons too. And the Gulf Coast of the United States just got battered by Hurricane Katrina, and another hurricane, Hurricane Rita, is hitting the same area right now. Is it normal for our Earth and environment to create these catastrophes? Are human beings somehow contributing to an increase in natural disasters? Is any of this connected to the warming of the Earth's atmosphere, what we call global warming? Okay, back to our language lesson. Finishing or ending informal conversations. Today we're learning about wrapping up or ending a conversation. You've just met someone or have run into a friend or coworker. And you've already spoken for a few minutes. Now it seems like it's time to finish the conversation. We have three situations. Situation number one, a conversation with someone you'll probably see within the next week or two. Like a good friend or a classmate or maybe a coworker. Sorry, but I've got to run. It was good to see you. See you Monday morning. Sorry, but I'm in a little bit of a hurry. It was nice talking to you. See you on Friday. Situation number two. A conversation with someone you probably won't see for a little while. Well, I better be going. It was great to see you again. Good luck with your new job. Hey, I'm really glad I ran into you. Take care of yourself. See you. Situation number three. A conversation with someone you just met for the first time. It was nice to meet you. Take care. Well, it was really good to meet you. Have a good afternoon. See you. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's time for some practice.
Oh, no.
Please repeat these sentences. It was good to see you. See you next Monday. I've got to get going. It was nice talking to you. See you on Friday. Let's try that again. I've got to get going. It was nice talking to you. See you on Friday. It was great to talk with you. Take care. Bye-bye. Sorry, but I'm in a little bit of a hurry. It was great to see you again. Good luck with your new job. One more time. Sorry, but I'm in a little bit of a hurry. It was great to see you again. Good luck with your new job. Hey, I'm really glad I ran into you. Take care of yourself. Well, I should be going. It was nice to meet you. Have a good day. Okay, that's the end of our lesson segment. Good luck.
You are listening to the English Teacher John Show, a podcast from EnglishTeacherJohn.com.
Today, we have a short pronunciation lesson. We're going to work on the special T sound in American English, which I think is spoken a little differently than in British English or other varieties of English. Often, in spoken American English, the T will sound like a D. Guelmami Mohamed Amin from Tunisia made a request for this pronunciation lesson. Often in American English, the T in the following words is pronounced more like a D. What do I mean? Here are some examples. Better, better. I think the other movie was better. Computer. Computer. He's always wasting time on the computer. Letter. Letter. Today, I wrote a letter to my friend. Water. Water. I usually drink water after playing sports. Butter. Butter. Could you please pass the bread and butter? Heater. Heater. Hey, it's cold in here. Please turn on the heater. Bottle. Bottle. Don't throw the bottle there. You have to put it in the trash can. Data. Data. I'll put all of the data into a spreadsheet. Daughter. Daughter. They have a daughter and a son. Later. Later. See you later. See you later. Meeting. Meeting. Don't be late to the meeting. Bought a. Bought a. Yesterday, she bought a new notebook. Yesterday, she bought a new notebook. Caught a. Caught a. I think I caught a cold yesterday at the picnic. I think I caught a cold yesterday at the picnic. Lot of. Lot of. There weren't a lot of people in class yesterday. There weren't a lot of people in class yesterday. Got a. Got a. He got a new bicycle for his birthday. He got a new bicycle for his birthday. I think it's practice time.
Oh, no.
Please repeat these words and sentences. Better. Better. His first book was better than his second one. Computer. Computer. The computer has some problems. Letter. Letter. Today I wrote a letter to my friend. Water. Water. Don't drink the water in the river. Daughter. Daughter. They have a daughter and a son. Later. Later. See you later. See you later. Meeting. Meeting. The monthly meeting is tomorrow at 3. Bought a. Yesterday, she bought a new notebook. Caught a. I think I caught a cold yesterday at the picnic. A lot of. I have a lot of work this weekend. Gotta. The video shop just got a new documentary about global warming. That is the end of our lesson today. Good luck in your English studies. Thank you.
And what you listening to right now, you know what I'm saying?
Is it a blob? Is it a frog? No, it's a blog. Try out the new My English blog at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. This is your English blog for trying your writing practice. You can click on My English blog at the English Teacher John homepage. Give it a try. I'm looking forward to reading your messages and comments. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little. Tell your friends. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com.